Jared's new girlfriend just a blonde version of me? It turns out I'm not the only one who sees this because Jared actually agrees with it as well. We've heard several ways that his girlfriend Stephanie and I are basically the same person. But you have more, Jared?
Another way that we think that I'm dating a blonde version of Katie, your love for charcuterie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it was our, Stephanie, it was our third or fourth date. And I had mentioned one time, we were talking about Katie's cheese plate and all the stuff and charcuterie. And she's like, oh, do you like? I was like, oh, I love it. And then just never thought about it. I show up to her house. She has a full charcuterie board for us to share while we're watching football and stuff.
Ooh, love it. Did you take a picture? I want to see whose is better, your girlfriend's or Katie's.
It is not a competition.
Yes, it is.
If you love meat and cheese, you know that all meat and cheese is beautiful.
And here's a third comment for Katie.
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says that. Meat and cheese, they're all beautiful.
Third comment, compliment for Katie.
What?
Is you do make very nice charcuterie boards.
Thank you.
Very compliment.
Thank you. Remember that time you tried to coax me into going into business, and I was like, I don't want to with you.
Something else.
I do remember that. You had some positive thoughts about that. You thought it was a good idea.
I did.
The idea was good. Just the
gosh, I keep throwing comments at Katie. She keeps dissing me.
It's because your diss earlier was so hard that you have to pedal crazy, like a crazy man.
I'm not pedaling, but the topic was a blonde, which is a physical feature version of Katie.
Right.
That's why I said the physical part. I don't think that's true.
Okay, fine, whatever.
All right, and then we have two more things real quick. The way that I'm dating a blonde version of Katie with Stephanie, she loves a physical planner.
A what?
Oh.
The planners.
Oh, my God.
That we make fun of Katie for?
She has Katie has three of them.
I have four right now. This is the transition period. Do you understand that, Stephanie? You get that, right? The transition period with a physical.
Absolutely. What's your favorite one?
Oh, right now I'm carrying, well, I've had a really couple really, really crappy ones, but my favorite is the puppy A, which I even splurged this year and I got my name on it.
Oh, wow.
But the transition year is like, or the transition time is where you're starting to plan things for next year, but my planner only goes to December 2025. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I got to carry the personal one. Then I have a work one only goes to that same month. And then we're planning things for already in the new year. Got to carry the new planner for that, too.
You notice I've been writing in your calendar frequently.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did. And I X'd it out. It's on my calendar. He wrote, buy Jason a gift. And I crossed it off.
That's funny. How many planners do you have, Stephanie? I know you're on your phone, but you have a physical planner.
Well, I have a physical one. Then I have my Skylight. And then I have my Google Calendar.
Yep. The Skylight is no joke. It's a huge, yours is big, right? A big monitor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's your digital planner for everybody in your family. And you can add people. It's your Google Calendar, but it's in a big screen for at home.
Now, let me ask you a question with your, your old school planner.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times when you do like a Google Calendar, and you can bring other calendars involved with that, but I'll be like, next year, at the same time, I'd be like, okay, it's time for dog's heartworm pill on this date.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, like, when you do for a year, and I'm putting all this stuff in for a year or automatically setting the yearly stuff, how do you do that with the planner? How are you supposed to remember?
Well, because, I mean, we also have our work, I mean, my home and work calendar in my phone. Ben sets it.
As a backup?
Yeah, a backup.
Okay. Like, for Katie, I think it would be one of those things when she got the new one, she would have like a wine party for herself where she would then go back and see the yearly things that have to be put on the new one.
Oh my
God. And she would just do it at one time. Yeah.
So true,
let me get some cheese, let me pour a glass of wine. Let's have a little party and we're going to just convert the calendar.
100% and nothing makes me happier. Yeah. I really look forward to it. I light a little incense. I have my wine. I got all four of my planners.
You're
going to
light this new candle, Stephanie, got
it's
you.
It's so true. All the above.
I think we have two or three more things.
Okay.
One, you both don't like A Christmas Story. This is another sign that I'm dating a blonde version of Katie.
Yeah.
Is that true, Stephanie? You're not a big fan of the Christmas Story movie.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I don't love it.
I don't understand it at all.
She has agreed to watch it again with me because she says she was younger when she watched it. You don't have to, though, if you don't like it.
I don't love it.
And you like that movie a lot, Jared. I don't know if you cry during it, but Stephanie, we were talking about this earlier. Do you think it's attractive when a guy cries as much as Jared?
I think it's good for a guy to be in touch with his feelings. So, mm-hmm. yeah, no, I think it's great.
Do you think a guy physically crying is attractive?
Like, if I'm crying in front of you about something sentimental, what do you, does that bother you?
I mean, I wouldn't say, like, attractive, but it's not, like, mm-hmm. a turn-off.
Yeah, see? Mm.
Is it, do you think it's kind of a turn-on that if a guy's in touch with his feelings? Not, I mean, not, like, sexually, but, like, kind of like, oh, like, there's more to him than just being a,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's hesitant there, but go ahead.
Yeah, what's the truth? What's the truth, Stephanie?
Because Jared cries a lot.
Yep.
That was actually one of the things I like the most about him.
That's,
not that he cries, but that he's in touch with his
Again,
emotions.
Physical crying. See? She's not saying physical crying.
But I'm in touch with emotions.
She's just in touch with
but
his.
I haven't actually seen him cry. So there's that. It's
there's coming. Still time to be turned off.
Watch a Christmas Story. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of time to be turned off for sure. We can go through the top 10 things you find attractive about me later. All right, the Christmas Story. The other thing that I feel like I'm dating a blonde version of Katie.
Yeah.
No problem doing things alone. She can travel alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. That
you want to backpack through Europe. She's going to Portugal alone.
Yep.
No problem. It's like, it's not like, oh, it's weird. It's cool.
There's a freedom. Mm.
I feel like I can never do it. But y'all, you've said that for years, that there's something you could do, would do, want to do.
And the thing that I love the most about this, Stephanie, is that finally I feel vindicated as a woman on this show with all men, because the guys on the program, when I tell them these things, this is my reality. This is who I am and what I like to do. And they're like, Jason, in Jason's words, no, you don't.
I've always agreed on the alone thing.
Yes,
though.
I do.
I've always agreed that I can definitely go anywhere alone. Doesn't bother me. Sometimes I like it better. Like if it's Las Vegas, like
it depends.
I have no problem with that.
But it took Jared dating this woman, Stephanie, this woman, to come into his life for you to see that I'm normal. That all the things I do are considered
Jared
womanly.
Doesn't like being alone
normal.
At all.
That's I know. Something that I would travel on. I think I'd be weirded out. And then the last thing that, you know, makes me feel like I'm dating a blonde version of Katie. Sorry, Katie. Jeez. That didn't come out right.
Jason Goodman.
Sorry, that's not what I meant.
I'm
is
sure
that
you don't attack him, but go ahead.
They're both wildly attracted to me. So,
oh,
I mean, it's just
that
like.
Is, is where we draw the line.
Wildly attracted.
But the other nine.
Yeah. That's
a lot, though.
That is
it's
a lot.
It's very specific niche things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I am dating a blonde version of a Katie.
I got
so
my
the
finger
next
on the
time
pulse.
You're kissing, if you're allowed to do that in the Jesus Christ of Saints. The next time you're kissing, you can imagine Katie's face.
No. That's not how that, no. All the other things, yes, that's fine. I can imagine Katie playing Mahjong. I can imagine Katie in her planner. Fine, great. But that's where we draw
I'm
the line.
I'm just putting it in Jared's head.
Yeah.
No.
Because he already ruined sexy time for me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, when I went through, like, when you think about the actual act.
So
anyway.
Okay, you guys can ruin it for each other, but I'm not trying to have it ruined for me in my life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I didn't say you should think of Jared's face when you're kissing Beth.
Or you should think of my face when you're kissing Carol.
Yeah.